There's nothing more hamish than fried potato kugel, especially at 11:30 or really regular 12:30 at night. I'm not going to bore you. I'm going to get right to the point. It's very late. We have to get up early tomorrow. Lubavitcher Rebbe, we see a lot of people throughout his day. One of those people was a bar mitzvah boy. Let's call him Shalom. And Shalom came into the Rebbe's office, and the Rebbe looked at him and he said, all the great brachos, so you could have a great life, great health, good midos, love for Torah. And Shalom's on his way out after saying amen to the Rebbe's bracha. And the Rebbe turned to him and he screamed in the back of the room and he said, Shalom. And Shalom turned around and said, Shalom, are you a baseball fan? So he says, yeah, a baseball fan, Rebbe. Are you a baseball fan? He just said, yeah. So the Rebbe turns to him and says, who do you root for? So he says, I root for the Dodgers. It used to be back in the day that the Dodgers played in Brooklyn. I root for the Brooklyn Dodgers. So the Rebbe says, yeah, really? You like the Dodgers? Very weird question to get from the Rebbe, right? So, well, don't worry. You'll see the lesson in a second. So the Rebbe said, Weinberger said this. It's a famous family. Moshe knows what I'm talking about. So he says, yeah, you know, Rebbe, we're actually at the Dodger game last week. We actually, they were losing 15-1. We left in the fifth inning. He said, oh, it was a bad game. Yeah, it was terrible. They got killed. We just left. So the Rebbe turned to him and he said, oh, did the players also get to leave? The guys in the game also left? So the kid said, Shalom said to the Rebbe, he said, no, Rebbe, of course not. The fans can decide whether to come or not, whether to stay or to leave. But if you're a player in the game, whether things are going well or things are going hard, you got to finish it. So the Rebbe turned to him, to Shalom. And obviously the Rebbe had a message. And the Rebbe said to the Bar Mitzvah boy, Shalom. He said, Shalom, there's going to be times in your life you're going to be winning 15-1. There's going to be times in your life where you're going to want to die. There's going to be times in your life where you're going to want to be nice to the kid in the bunk. There's going to be times in life where you're going to be inspired. But then there are going to be also times where you're going to be losing 15-1. Where it's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging to get up to daven when no one else is doing the right thing. It's going to be hard to try to focus a little during shir during the summer. It's going to be hard to that nice kid who's getting left out in Dorney Park. But the Rebbe, you know what the Rebbe said to Shalom? Be a player. Be a player in Judaism. Don't be a fan. Don't be a player on the sidelines who just decides whether to come when things are going well or things are going... I'm gonna serve Hashem when I feel like it. Be a player when things are going well, things are going nice, and even when things are challenging. I have to be honest with you, if when I was your age at 11:30 at night, even if there was kugel, or even if there was cholent, even if there was soda, you weren't getting me to come to late night Mishnah. So the fact that you guys are here, the fact that you guys are present, is a tremendous, tremendous, incredible, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, it's a credible showing of what you guys are truly about. It's not all about having fun, and having fun is a great time. But when it comes down to it, we're here in the summer to grow. We're here in the summer to grow and to be inspired and to connect with each other. That's what the Rebbe was telling this bar mitzvah boy in your life. You're going to have hard times, you're going to have good times. Make sure they're always under the will of God. And they're going to be hard times. This week's Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas all around him, things were going wrong. People were doing immoral things. The whole world was acting immorally. I don't have to entertain your head to tell you what's going on in the world in the summer. Just come to Florida all year round. You'll see what the summer is in New York. We have it in Florida all year round. The world is crazy. I said this story on orientation to the councils. I'll tell it to you. I had the privilege to take my 8th grade boys to Marlins Park. It's not such a privilege to go to Marlins game, but it's a privilege to go to their game during school for the kids. You know, it was a day game. So we go to the game, and the kids were sitting there at the Red Bull. It was a day game. A lot of schools were there also. And the kids came over to me after the game. Actually, I fell asleep in the fifth inning. It was so boring. They were getting killed. Maybe I should have heard the Rebbe's message, Taka. So I got a great picture. I was mamish sleeping. It was scary. I got hit by a ball. Whatever. So the kid came over to me after the game and he said, Rebbe, I have to tell you what happened. I said, what happened? He said these two girls came over to him from another school, complete strangers. And just like they were schmoozing with them, and they asked them when they left if they could have their cell phone number and their Instagram account. I said, yeah, so what'd you guys do? So he said, Simple. We gave him a fake number. And I was just like, there's really two perspectives to look at it. There's like one, like if the world is like, you just meet someone and you just like get their number. Like they literally talk for 30 seconds about, I don't know, the Marlins or the food. I have no idea. Why do you guys eat kosher? I have no idea. What's the thing on your head? I have no idea what they talked about. But the fact is that my guys, and I'm assuming you guys would do the same thing, have the chachma to try to get, you know, to make up a fake number on the spot. Tremendously inspiring. The world is nuts. You don't have to look online. You don't have to look. The world's, it's crazy. But we stay true to our Torah. We stay true to our mitzvos. Stay true to Hashem. And that's our guiding path. You want to know how to be happy? It's one word. Torah. Not just learning Torah, it's living Torah. You don't have to be learning Torah the whole day to be living it. It means you can be learning Torah when you're on the field, and you don't curse out the ref. And when you say good try to the other team, that's learning Torah. And when you go to what someone else on their team makes a nice reverse layup, and you're just like, you're down 4 now with a minute left, and all you want to do right now is scream at your team, and you hold yourself back, that's serving Hashem. Parenthetically, I was playing a football game yesterday, and one of the sports staff told the other team a good play to play. Basically, there were 60 seconds left. We were up 6. Anyone in that game? We were up 6, and we were about to get the ball back with 30 seconds left. We're about to win. And the ref, and then the other team had a safety. They did a safety on purpose to take 10 seconds off. It was a brilliant play. So I go over to the ref, and I said, who told him that play? The ref said it was him. The ref told the other team that play. So everyone knows me, I'm a very competitive coach, and I like to lose. I like to win more, but I'm okay with losing. Used to be not okay with losing. I think my high school self would have literally yelled at the ref. But I said, hey, you know what, at the end of the day, the ref was trying to help both teams. He didn't have to tell the other team a great play. So I told him today, when we played him in basketball, if he could give us a couple tips, that would be good also. I'm not sure why this connects to anything that I just talked about, but that's just where my head went. At the end of the day, boys. Living light on the court, exactly. So you can live your light on the court in the base midrash, outside the base midrash. Being a Jew, it means being a Jew in the base midrash, or in Dorney Park, or in Dorney Park, or in the base midrash. My tefillah to Hashem is we should merit to take this message of the Rebbe. In the good times, when things are going well, when we're 15-1 on the court, or even when we're losing 15-1, to make sure we always stay true to our colors. To remember who we are, we are the Jewish people. We have to remember who we represent, our Father above in heaven. Good Shabbos, good Purim, and happy Hanukkah.